Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad is a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust. We knew him when he was in a former life with the SBA, Chief Economist for the Office of Advocacy at the SBA, to be technically correct. He's now the Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. And he's outstanding in his work and someone we've depended on now for wisdom and guidance for a long time. He's our good friend, Chad. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to be on your show. I'm calling you from home, as they are, most of America now, I guess, at home.
No,
right?
Kidding. You're not quarantined, but you are holed up, aren't you?
We are trying to be social distancing ourselves from our workers, right? Our fellow workers. So still working a lot, keeping ourselves and our family safe.
We thought we were through with new normals. Now we got another one, don't we? Hey, Chad.
We're all going to get used to working from home, which is nice, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Chad. I want to take this segment to call on your SBA background. In the previous segment, I was talking about the fact that when the government says we're setting aside $159 gazillion for small business, that might make us feel better. But until they tell us where we can line up and where do we sign and when do we have the money, who's going to administer that? What do I have to give you for that? How much is the terms? When do I have to pay you back, et cetera, et cetera? Until they can tell us that, all that is sugar water. It's not helping. It makes us feel better, but now we got to stand and deliver. There are parallel universes. The Fed's talking about giving some money to the marketplace. They're already doing it for Wall Street. The government is setting aside money for the fiscal side, but you agree with me? Until they show us the path to the money and when it's going to get here, all that other stuff is just happy talk. What do you think?
Well, I'm always glass half full, Jim, as you know. I do think it's important that, we're certainly in uncharted waters here. The Fed has never, as you said, given money directly to Main Street. I mean, they rely on their member banks to lend the loans, and of course they serve as the backstop for that. I just heard Jim Bullard, the St. Louis Fed president, on CNBC a few minutes ago, and I mean, he said, I haven't read the bill yet either, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, clearly the devil's in the details here, and that's where you're going. I do think it's important, though, that, as you know, small businesses out there are hurting right now, in the manufacturing sector, but even outside of manufacturing, especially in the service sector. You're not bringing in any income. You can't pay the bills, and you can't pay your employees, and this is a real issue of being able to stay solvent, right? If you didn't have this backstop of several hundred million dollars, businesses could go under, and we don't want that to happen. So, I agree with you to the extent that we don't know the details yet. I do think the Fed is committed to doing more for Main Street. And if you go back, just think of just how dramatic the last few weeks have been.
Oh, yeah.
This really first appeared in the Wall Street Journal in an article from Kevin Warsh, a former Fed governor, really, really active during the Great Recession, saying the Federal Reserve needed to use its emergency powers to start lending money to Main Street.
Right.
But they need the Congress to authorize that and the Treasury to authorize that. So we got that to happen. That article, when it came out a couple weeks ago, was somewhat revolutionary, right? The Fed's never done this before.
Well, there's a section in the regulations. There's something called Section 13, which actually specifically says in emergency situations the Fed can provide funds to individuals and smaller organizations. It actually uses that language. But here's my point.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning their motives or their goals or their passion for this. You and I know that the SBA doesn't lend money. It guarantees loans.
Yeah.
My point is, if they haven't worked out the logistics about where me and my small business owners can walk up and sign our names and get the money, if they haven't worked that out, setting aside all the money in the world isn't going to help us. That's my point. I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I just think
I get that. I would hope, I mean, they've been looking at this issue for a while. I suspect we're going to start getting those details trickling out.
And it could
just simply be that the face of this loan is still probably your member bank, and where they're getting the money from is the St. Louis Fed or
the bank
Atlanta
will
Fed
have to.
Whatever.
The bank will have to do it. There's no other logistical way. Quick break. Right back with Chad Moutre. He's with the National Association of Manufacturers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.